Again, I'd like to appreciate the leadership at this mighty church for inviting me to come and preach the gospel and be a part of this gospel meeting. Thank you for being here. And if you're not a member of the body of Christ, we especially thank you for gracing this audience with your presence. Thank you so very much for coming our way. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse number 20 through 41, that was read to us so beautifully. Enjoyed the prayer and the good devotion to service. And this morning we're going to talk about, let's go to heaven. Have you ever asked or said that to your wife or your husband when you're feuding, fussing, and fighting? Let's go to heaven. Have you ever said that at a reunion, class reunion, family reunion? Do we say that as a church? Let's go to heaven. I want to encourage you as members of the body of Christ. Oh, we got two of them here now. You got one too, don't you? Let's go to heaven. Are you making plans to go to heaven?
Amen.
I'll let Victor operate this. They hear, don't get too used to. Let's go to heaven. Don't get too used to this earth. The world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Many of you don't believe that. But you're going to leave this world. James said, the body without the spirit is dead. Right? Your body. What is death, Brother Shannon? Death is always a separation. When you die physically, the inner man will leave the physical body and the body will fall. It will go back to the dust of the earth. But the spirit goes back to God that gave it. Ecclesiastes. Do you believe that? Paul said, though the outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. I think that's somewhere in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. You know you're going to leave this world? Oh, boy. Somebody said, this is a very unusual preacher. Yep. Let me come down and talk to you a little bit. Are you making plans to go to heaven?
Amen.
Are you really?
Amen.
Are you making plans to leave this world?
Amen.
Have you made your funeral arrangements yet? Well, there's something to think about. You know you make plans to retire, don't you? Don't you? Yeah, I made plans to retire, but that haven't happened yet. I had to make plans to come here.
Amen.
Are you making plans to leave this world? The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, for the time of my departure is at hand. What do you mean at hand? Close by. Oh, I don't know how much time I got left. I know one thing, it's not going to be another 63 years. I know I'm not going to be a... If I do, I'll be in diapers probably. Let's go to heaven.
Amen.
Heaven is a real place. It's a reachable place. is a remarkable place. Our remarkable maker, remarkable mansion, and remarkable music. It's a rewarding place. It's a place for the redeemed. It's rich and it remains. Let's go to our text. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Paul says, for our conversation, that bad translation, I think it should be citizenship, is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, and it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to do all things unto himself. Paul says, therefore, what do you mean therefore? For this reason, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown. So steadfast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Point number one, we have our citizenship. Our citizenship, point number one. Point number two, our Christ. We have our Christ and we have our crown. Let's look at our citizenship. What do you mean? You know, we're a citizen of this country. We're a citizen in the kingdom of God's dear son. Amen. But our citizenship is in heaven. Your name written in heaven? Amen. Do you really think about it? Do you cogitate on going to heaven? Do you really? I remember 67 and 68, I was a Vietnam veteran. I know Vietnam was not my home. I knew it. You know what I did? I didn't want to stay over there. And I didn't want to get killed over there. You know what I did? Every place that the military put off limits, I didn't go. Some of the boys did. They went downtown to places off limits and they lost their lives. Johnny's not very smart, but I knew that I didn't need to die in Vietnam. I wanted to go home because I had a wife and a son. And all my folks, I wanted to meet them there, back home. So I did the right thing. I knew that Vietnam was not my home. Do you know that this earth is not your home? Amen. Now, I know you, Brother Shannon, never been anywhere else. Yes, you have. You just never thought about it. Because the Hebrew writer said, Hebrews 12:9 or 13:9, and if that's not the right chapter, night, right verse, read all the Hebrews and you'll run into them. Our spirits came from God. Is that right, Victor? So don't tell me you've been here. No. Your spirit came from God. Amen. Now, so our citizenship, what do you mean? He said our conversation, our privilege. The privileges are where you have your citizenship. Boy, isn't that good? He says in heaven. That's our paradise. Now, I know that you're trying to make paradise here. Aren't you? Oh, I know it. We all do that in America, don't we? We have so much stuff we don't know what to do with it. Right? We got houses and you got somebody watching it, monitoring it now, burglar system. Oh yeah. You got burglar system on you. Everything you got burglar system. Why? You don't want anybody messing with it, right? Because you want your paradise here. Well, I got news for you. It's not going to happen. Am I sounding all right? It's not going to happen.
Amen.
You plan on going?
Amen.
To heaven? It says it's heaven, it's in heaven. Where there's no more dying, no more funerals, no need for hospitals because there won't be sickness. Don't have to worry about going to, what is it, Winn-Dixie? Y'all have Winn-Dixie's down here. Burger King won't need none of that. No Chinese restaurant, none of that. You know what else you're not going to have? It ain't going to be married and giving in marriage in heaven. All that marriage stuff is down here. Won't be none of it up there. See that? From which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, our Christ, our Messiah, the anointed one, the one who died on Calvary's cross, shedded his blood, and bought the church of Christ. Why you say church of Christ? Because when I read the Bible, I read nothing about a denomination. All of the blood of Christ went into his body. What's his body? It's the church. How many does it have? One. And I haven't read anywhere where he gave up transfusion to any other church. No transfusion. What's the purpose of the blood? Revelation 1:15, the blood of Christ, he washed us from our sins in his own blood. Well, you can't see the blood, but by faith you can contact the blood when you obey the gospel. The blood of Christ bought the church of Christ. And if you go to heaven, you got to be in the church of Christ. What you say?
Amen.
Wait a minute. I was on television not too long ago, and some people saw me that wasn't a member of the body of Christ. And they said, did I understand you correctly by saying a person must be in the church of Christ to go to heaven? I said, yeah, because the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:24-28, then come the end. He's going to deliver up the kingdom back to the Father. The Bible, is that all right? The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:16 that he might reconcile both, what both? Jew and Gentile, black and white, in one body. If you go to heaven, you'll be in the church of Christ, living right. I've got to do this easy because I don't know what you folk here in Florida believe. I don't know nothing about you folk down here. All I know, you got a lot of water and a lot of palm trees. This water and palm tree is not going to get you a ticket to heaven. You need to listen to that. Is it all right? Christ Jesus, we look for the Savior. He's the Savior. Somebody said, Jesus saved me. Oh, he did. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, he is the Savior of the body. Somebody said, well, Jesus saved me. Well, I'm not in the body. Well, you ain't saved. Well, Brother Sam, that's not good evening. That's not good evening. You ain't saved. That's where y'all speak down south in Tennessee. You ain't saved. When you get through judging my English and my grammar, if you're not in the church of Christ, you ain't saved. And you can't go to heaven unless you, well, Brother Sam, I just don't like that. That's fine. That's fine. You can't change it. That's something you can't change. I don't like the sun rising in the east. Because when I go to work, 7 o'clock, it's right in my face every morning. And I don't like that. And I can complain till Jesus comes. It's not going to change. And you can complain, watch it, all you want to. But if you're not in the body of Christ, you don't have remission of sins, you're not saved, and if you stay out of the church, you're not going to heaven. Now, wait a minute. Let's stop. Pause a moment. See, I got to do this here with a smile. Let's stop right here. Let's have a little dialogue. Do we have any questions right here? What? Yeah. I got on that plane, that lady went through her little routine, and she said, are there any questions? Why? We're getting ready to go from Memphis to Jacksonville, right? And the only way we're going on this plane, you're not going to fly off that plane and get to Jacksonville. You want to stay on the plane. You may not like it. The hollering babies and all the man. Shut that. No, just sit there and shut up, John. That baby's going to stay there. Here's a gal here. Stay. Just stay there. You got to stay there. You're not going to jump off the plane. You're going to Jacksonville. Here's a plane to heaven. You may not like a lot of members in the Church of Christ, but if you go, you're going to be in the Church of Christ. I hope I didn't run that lady off there. I see that lady leaving there. I hope I didn't run her off and make her mad. Sometimes I'm preaching, folks will get up and walk out. One lady told me, I just don't like the way you preach. I said, you sure wouldn't like Jesus. Our Christ. Watch it. Our change. Who shall change our vile body? This body. This body. See, I used to be real. I'm good looking now. I used to be real good looking. Yes, sir, Victor. Used to be slim like Victor. Just as much hair as this gentleman got. Didn't need glasses. Didn't have to take no blood pressure medicine. No diabetes medicine. Just good. Paul said, though the outward man perish, dying, 2 Corinthians 4, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. What do you mean? Physically, you're dying. Spiritually, you ought to be growing, developing day by day. Why? Because you're trying to go to heaven. Amen. You're wasting your time if you not thinking about going to heaven as a member of the Church of Christ. There's some things you're going to have to pull off. Some stuff you need to put on. Right? Get out of yourself. Get that attitude out if you're talking about going to heaven. Somebody said, I'm not going to take anything. If you go to heaven, you're going to take some stuff. Yes, you are. You're going to be misused. Somebody said, well, Brother Samuel, when you was in Vietnam, you take anything? Yes. Took a lot of stuff that they didn't want to take. But I'm in America now. Now I look back, I'm glad I took it. Oh, isn't that good? Well, who shall change? He's going to change his body. We're going to have a body like his body. And it won't be, it won't ever need any upkeep on it. We have the same body, but it'll be different. What do you mean? It won't be physical, it'll be spiritual body. We'll be raised. You got it? When we go to heaven, we'll be changed. Now, watch this here. That it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. We'll have another body. And I don't know if he's going to make my body to look old or look like it was when I was real pretty. But I do know one thing. It's not going to happen down here. It's going to happen up there. Amen. You want to go to heaven? Amen. That's right. Sure you do. Are you preparing young people? Are you preparing to go to heaven? Always good to go to college and have your brains expanded. It's good to have that. But you better make plans to go to heaven. Because all this stuff is going to end. What'd you say? It's going to end. Victor, how much time do I have left? Nope. Can't do that. Well, that's you. What time you normally get out? Talk back to him. Tell me the truth. What time you normally get out? 12 to 9. Okay, we'll look at that. Yeah. So you try to give the people too much gospel at one time. They'll give them to college. Don't you know you try to give a baby too much milk at one time, they can't just spit it up. I try to preach too long, they're going to spit it. They're going to have a gospel calling. Spit it all up. I just want to give you enough to hold you. And you come back tonight and the rest of the week.
Preach on.
Is that all right?
Preach on, brother.
That it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. We have our Christ, our change. I can't wait till that change comes. Don't change. Sometimes you go with the perplexities of life, all the problems that you go through within life and just wonder. And Job went through a lot of excruciating pain. And Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes. Job saw something long before. He says, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I shall see him. I'm going to see Jesus. And I'm going to tell him about the pain and the suffering that I went through. Don't you want to see Jesus? His face in peace. Well, he's our champion according to the working whereby he is able to do all things. Watch it. To do all things unto himself. To bring on the conqueror. In other words, he's our champion. I'm depending on Jesus. All the way through. Victor, I'm depending on Jesus. Here we look at, amen, the crown. He says, therefore, what do you mean therefore? For this reason, you're going, for this reason, since Christ is going to do all that, since our citizenship is in heaven, since Christ is our Savior, watch it, we have a crown. Paul says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, in other words, don't we have our relationship? Are you encouraging somebody in the Church of Christ at Oceanside to go to heaven? I want to encourage you. Now, I know that I'm a pretty rough preacher. I know that. But I want to encourage you. I'm not going to beat you down. I want to encourage you, let's go to heaven. I remember another incident happened in December 65. I was a guy didn't like to run. I didn't like to run. I didn't like, don't like it now. And I was a paratrooper, going to paratrooper school, Fort Benning, Georgia. And we had to run 5 miles to get out of jump school. 5 miles, are you crazy? 5 miles. And I lagged behind and a white fella named Batista from New Jersey. He said, Shannon, and a guy named Rivera said, we all came here together. 250 of us, nobody's gonna be recycled. The teacher caught me on my arm, said, we're going to win. Say that to your neighbor, we can win. Say it. We can win. He can win. You know what he put his arm on my account? You're not going to flag back. You are on no recycle. You're going to finish school. And I think we ought to do that as husbands and wives, as sisters and brothers. Parents ought to encourage the kid. Let's go to heaven. Let's go to heaven. When you're feeling fussing and fighting, you also honey, when we get through fighting, let's go to heaven. Let's repent. Let's make up. Let's go to heaven. Don't you want to go? I want to go.
Amen.
Victor, if you hear about John Shannon messing up as a gospel preacher, and by the way, gospel preachers sin just like anybody else. Now, if I sin and you find out about it, don't get on the internet and kill me. I'm already down. Come to Memphis and help me. Said, Brother Shannon, I heard that you're down. We came all the way up here to lift you up. You hear me? If I hear that you are mistreating Kathleen, and I hear about it, I'm going to come. Said, no, you're not going to do this. See, you can't go to heaven doing that. All this old dirty, undermining, slick, dirty, low-down stuff, you can't go to heaven in that. Just get that, leave that alone. We got relationship. Watch it. Our reward and long for my joy and crown. Do you want your crown?
Amen.
I'm talking to members of the Church of Christ now. resolution. So stand fast. Oh, I want to encourage you young people, and I know you have a lot of stuff that you have to contend with that I didn't have to contend with as a young boy. See, when I was a young boy, I never heard anything about any crack. Did you? Crack, marijuana, and everything. Oh, the only thing we heard about was whiskey, white whiskey, corn whiskey, moonshine. But now they got moonshine and any other kind of shine to deal with. These young people, listen to me. They're in a society now where Satan is taking over like a mad dog on the loose in a community. They have to contend with stuff. But you still, you want them to go to heaven? Don't you want them to go to heaven? I want to encourage you to stand fast. Stick there. Young people, stick there. Got a lot of stuff to contend with. Stick there. Right? You're going to, when we're sleeping beneath the sod, that means I'm dead. We're dead and older people are dead. You young people got to keep this thing, keep this ball rolling. Keep on encouraging folks. Folk work, you work on a job with them, encourage them. So listen, you ever thought about it? You ever thought about going to heaven? Just ask them sometime. Have you thought about going? You can ask the biggest drunk in town. Have you thought about going to heaven? You say, yeah. Have you made plans to go? Well, that's another thing. So stand fast in the Lord. My dearly beloved, Paul is speaking and writing to Christians. I want to encourage you. I don't care what you've done from yesterday on back. I don't really want to know. But from the day forward, stand fast in the faith. Don't give up the faith. Be faithful to the Lord. How do you be faithful to the Lord? This morning, if you miss Bible class, you ought to get the tape. There's three works of the church. Evangelism. What is evangelism? Seeking and saving that which is lost. But you have to be properly taught how to teach them. Point number two, edification. That's building up the saints in the congregation, right? Point number three, is benevolence for saints and sinners to encourage them on the physical side. Now, be honest with yourself. Which one of the three are you working? Well, if you're not going to say anything, I'll just sit here and look at you too. Which one of you? You mean to tell me you're in the Church of Christ and you're not a professional in evangelism or edification? Somebody said, I can't do evangelism. Can you edify the brethren? Amen. Can you do benevolence? Oh, it's something you can do. Wait a minute. The only folks I know got a welfare system is America. Ain't no welfare system in the church. Everybody got work. You think, oh yeah, a lot of people think in the Church of Christ just come in, worship, and live pretty good and just live on welfare. Ain't none of that. Amen, brethren, everybody need to go to work. Where are you working? Do you think that you're going to go to heaven because you live a good life and you worship on the first day of the week and not going to do any work? Paul said to the Philippians, work out your own salvation. Work. Boy, this is a good week here. Five steps into the church. You said the church. What do you mean the church? It isn't but one. God knows anything about in the church, not in the Bible. You don't have no right to exist. We'll be talking about that this week. I think one church is good as another. See, that's you. There's a lot of things I thought on that plane. Why do I have to put these seatbelts on? I don't like it.
I'm too big as it is. They can't try to find the sin. I want to talk on the telephone. Turn it off. I want to put it on the seat up here. And some of them are so hard-headed, they just won't work with the ladies. That's the same way in the church. Won't listen to the elders and preachers teaching you God's word, trying to get you to have a safe flight to heaven, and you're just messing up. You love Brother Shannon?
Amen.
Sure you do. See, if you don't love Brother Shannon, you don't have no chance to go to heaven unless you repent. I just don't like it, but you're not going to heaven, and I'm sorry. You can't go to heaven unless step by me. So if you don't like me, Victor, I feel sorry for you, son. I love you. I plan on going to heaven. If you want to go down there, that's your business. The church of Christ. Jesus died for one church. And if you go to heaven, you got to be in it. Or what about the Baptists? Well, look, what about the African Methodist Episcopal Church? Well, they just saved the African people. What about the Baptist? Well, can't not. What about the Catholic? No. What about the Methodist and the Pentecostal and all that? Well, Brother Sandy, you calling all these names. Well, then you don't like your name? You're the one that's wearing it. You call yourself a Baptist. You know, Baptist church in the Bible. You didn't know that? You mean to tell me you're talking about going to heaven on a ticket that the folk don't know anything about? I got on that plane and I said, lady, would you assist me? She said, yes, sir. I said, where am I? Said, you're sitting on 10C. And I asked the lady, what's the number of your ticket? My number is 10C. I said, let's look at it then. She said, I'm so sorry. I didn't have my glasses on. It says D10. She says, I need to move. She says, some of y'all don't have your glasses on because you're in a church not in the Bible. And you think you're going to heaven. You better put your glasses on. Put your glasses on. You sure you made a mistake? You mean to tell me you're getting ready to go to a place and nobody been there but Jesus? He came and he went back and left direction how to go. And you are trying to go the way some man told you to go. You're trying to go to heaven in a church that Jesus didn't tell you about or didn't build. You need to put your glasses on. Well, somebody said, my mother died in this church, and I know she went to heaven. Apparently, she didn't have her glasses on. Now, your church may be in the yellow pages, but that don't count. It's got to be in the Bible.
Amen.
All churches belong to Christ. Oh, yeah? Well, why don't these folk put a sign up that says, this is the Church of Christ. Since they claim that this is the Church of Christ. Well, Gordon, I said, is this the Church of Christ? Yeah, put a sign up. See, when you say Church of Christ, we see, watch it, we give Christ the honor. But when you say Baptist Church, Christ ain't mentioned in that. Or the Methodist Church, or the Catholic, no, Church of Christ. We honor King Jesus. Why? Because he's our champ. He wasn't going to change us. So are you saying the people in the Baptist church are not good people? Well, they're some nice people. They wear better clothes than I do. And a lot of them give more in church than you give. But they're not born again. They're not in the kingdom. God's your son. What do you have to do? Well, you got to come out of that church. And there are some people in that Baptist church will be saved out of it. What'd you say? There are some people in the Baptist church will be saved out of it. What do you mean? You've got to come out of it in order to be saved. Well, how do you come out? You've got to hear and believe the gospel. Acts 15:7. Peter said, when there had been much disputing, Peter said, men and brethren, you know that how a good while ago that God made choice among us that the Gentiles, that's the heathens, by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. What do you mean? They had to hear how Christ died on the cross and shedded his blood. Took that same blood and bought the church of Christ, and it's paid for. The church of Christ is the only church in the world paid for. The rest of these churches got together, got a mortgage on them. And when Jesus Christ comes, he's going to foreclose. You see that? Oh, you got that. Paid for. And if you're going to heaven, you got to be in the church because you're reconciled. What do you mean reconciliation? Friends again with God. God and men get together in the church, and the church of Christ is in Christ, Romans 4 and 5. So when you're in Christ, you're automatically in the church of Christ. So you got to hear and believe this gospel, how Christ died, he was buried, and he was raised again. He was raised for our justification, Romans said. After this, you got to repent of your sins. Acts 17:30, Paul said, time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men. Get it now, black folks. God don't care nothing about black men being in slavery. We don't want to be in slavery. Somebody said, well, you know, we just had a hard time. Yeah. God wants you to repent. The Jews was in East slavery down in Egypt. But guess what? They had to repent. Somebody said, I'm not going to repent. God will burn your hide. He'll burn your hide. Now some white folk think they don't have to repent because they're in America. God don't care nothing about you know America. He don't care nothing about it if you're a Democrat or Republican. You don't want that hung up on that. There's a lot of Democrats and Republicans going to burn in hell because of politics. Politics won't save you. You better hear me. Jesus, I tell you, next step you repent, you all likewise your parents. You better turn from sin. Amen, somebody. And if you're in a church, not in the Bible, you better back up and come out of it. Amen. What you say? You mentioned politics, brethren. My brethren think politics is going to get them to heaven. Do you really think that? Do you think the Republican Party or the Democrat Party going to get you to heaven? You better wake up. Put your glasses on, read the scripture. We'll reconcile back to God in one body. Ephesians 2:16 and Ephesians 3:6, it's the same body. Amen, somebody. Look at that, that's good. Repent. You gotta repent of your sins. In the church, not in the Bible, come out. Fornication, stop. Homosexuality and lesbianism, it goes on in Florida. It may be more going on down here than in Tennessee. But you got to repent. Stealing. You got to repent of that. And a lot of people are still on jobs. And members of the church cry. What do you mean? You go on a job and you promise them, watch. I don't understand these folk that do this. They claim that they're politically correct. Then they'll go on a job and work on a job for 8 hours. They only work 4 hours. But they're politically correct. But they'll steal from the man 4 hours of work. You got to repent of that. You can't do that. It's all right to read the Bible, but you don't read the Bible on the man's time. Go in the bathroom and read the Bible. Take a break reading the Bible, and you're supposed to be working. You need to repent of that. Maybe Vicar don't preach like that here, but I'm here to preach to you. Is that all right? Come on, talk back to me. Smile at me now. It ain't that bad. We're going to heaven. If you go to heaven, Paul said, there's some stuff we're going to have to lay aside. Every weight and sin that so easily beset us. That's some stuff you got to put off. What'd you say? Yeah. I remember in the paratrooper school, our little illustration, man, you run that 5 miles. You ain't going to carry no excess baggage. You're going to run 5 miles and it's 95 degrees. It's some stuff you got to live. You're talking about going to heaven. Some stuff you're going to put off. Cheating and lying. All the denomination stuff, you got to pull that stuff off. Ain't no denomination stuff going to heaven. Put that stuff off. I would like that kind of stuff. Amen. Repent of sin. Confess with your mouth that you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What do you mean? You don't confess your sins. Why not confess your sin? We don't have that much time. Don't you know if everybody got to confess their sin, we'd be here to Jesus come confess your sin. You don't confess no sin. You confess Christ, Romans 10:9 and 10, Matthew 10:32. And Peter said in Matthew 16, I think it is around 18 or 19 or 16, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The eunuch said in Acts 8 verse 37, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's all you confess.
Then you got to be baptized.
Well, I just don't see why you got to be baptized. That just don't make no sense to me.
I think baptism is a test of your faith. Well, don't baptism wash sins away?
No.
What'd you say?
No, where you read that baptism washes sins away? No, you didn't read that in the Bible.
Well, Acts 22:16 said that.
No, it doesn't say that baptism washes sins away. That's not what it said. It said, why Tabitha, arise and be baptized, wash away your sin, call the name of the Lord. The blood of Christ is the only thing to wash sins away. Well, what baptism got to do with it?
Baptism is a part, is a command. It's test your faith. Baptism puts you where the blood is.
In that sense, watching your sins are washed away.
Amen. Peter said in 1 Peter 3:21, the like figure, where does baptism does also now save? What do you mean baptism saved?
Go get your keys, said Victor. Get your keys with you. Your keys. Amen. 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 Take the keys to your car. Yes. Okay, look here. One of the fancy cars.
Do you actually think that the key is what cranked the car? Do you actually think that? Okay, if that's the case, take your battery out
and put the key in and crank it.
Come on. Do you actually think that? What, you know, we say things like, we use a synecdoche key. A synecdoche key is a part for the whole.
Some people call a synecdoche key a part for the whole. Now,
take the key and crank the car.
Well, you know, you don't ask questions. Well, no, you just go do it.
When we say baptism saved,
what do you mean?
It's a synecdoche key.
Oh.
Baptism don't save if you don't hear and believe. If you think that just putting a person down in the water will save them,
oh no, that don't work, won't work. You got to have all these parts working together. You got to hear by hearing Romans 10:17.
And believe. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ. And baptism is the key to make everything else work. You don't believe that? Go out there, turn your air conditioner on, and don't use your key. Just hit the button. Hit the button. None of this stuff works until you put the key in and crank your car. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. None of these spiritual blessings you receive till after you're baptized.
Because when you're baptized, baptism puts one into Christ. In other words, you're making all the connections then. You got it.
Amen.
When you're baptized, you're baptized into the body. 1 Corinthians 12. You're baptized into Christ. Galatians 3. And when you're baptized into the body into Christ, the blood of Christ is in the body. It's in Christ. See? Sins are washed away. Right?
But none of that works without faith, repentance, confession, and then baptism. See that?
You see it, don't you? So when the Baptists say, y'all people believe that you got to be baptized, they say, yeah, we believe that, but not baptism only.
Yeah. No, you won't be saved unless you're baptized. Well, I thought the blood of Jesus, yeah, the blood of Jesus does. Well, I want my power ones to come down in my car. I don't want to use the key.
They not coming down.
But you knocked the one out, you got to put the key in. Right? Baptism is the key. You can hear the gospel. You can believe it. You can repent of your sins. You can even confess Christ.
But if you fail to be baptized, it's just like saying, well, I'm going to go out to the car. I'm going to get inside. I got the key, but I ain't going to use it. You're going to suffer.
Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And ascension to heaven. Jesus said, he that believeth, what the God, and is baptized, shall be saved. That's what Jesus said, and the Baptists can't change it.
Nobody's going to, there's 10 cases of conversion in the book of Acts. 10. in every case they were baptized into Christ. And when I say cases, I'm talking about established patterns where folk are saved. If you look into Romans to do to be saved and going to the Gospels and going to all these other, the book of Acts is the book of patterns, show you how to be saved. Faith, repentance, confession, and baptism into Christ. And then you get into church. But why do so much on the church? Because what are they coming back for his bride? I need to close. Time to close. But there's so much more in it. Isn't it so much? Seven steps into heaven. What seven steps? Add to your faith. Right? Behavior. Believe in behavior. Integrity and information. Talk and temperance. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Possession and patience.
Amen.
Patiently good and godliness.
Amen.
Holiness and helpful.
Amen.
Liberal and lovely.
Amen.
I didn't have time to go to that text. There's a lot more in there. If you go to heaven, five steps into the church and seven steps into heaven. You plan on going. Now watch this now. If you leave one of them out of these steps, you're not going to make it. You ready to go? Song leader, where are you? Come on up here. Are you the song leader? Come on up here. They ain't going to bother you. Come on up here. You just stand right there then. I'm not ready yet. Don't get your songbook yet. I'm not through preaching yet. No. You just sit down there. you plan on going to heaven?
Amen.
And we're going to sing this song of invitation. If you're here today and you haven't done the five steps to come into the church, you may be doing the seventh step, but it's not doing you any good. You got to take these five steps first. And then the seventh step, you're in heaven. If you remember the Church of Christ, I know you've done these five steps to get in the church. You're worshiping, you're walking right. Now, seven steps to heaven. Now, you plan on going.
Amen.
See, don't think, we don't know how much time you got left. How much time we got left? How much time you got left? Do you know how much time you got left? Young people, how much time? Oh, what are you, 19 or 20? 19, how much time you think you got left? You think you're going to live to get old as I am? You don't know. Are you a member of the Church of Christ? Well, look at you, you got to walk these seven steps here. So you won't talk about going there. Don't you plan on going to heaven? I'm coming right in your avenue. I'm knocking at your door. And the way some of y'all listening, y'all trying to go to hell. And I'm trying to turn you around and you mess. I wish he would stop preaching. Man, do you know how bad hell is? You ought to say, preach it, man, preach it. I'm trying to get you out of hell and you're trying to scratch in. And a lot of you making plans to go to hell. Yeah, I mean, most of the church choir. You left the faith. You won't give. You won't come. You won't have seen. You're mad at the preacher and you're mad at the elders. And these folks trying to help you go to heaven. That's the same way it was when I was a boy. My daddy would whoop us. He would whoop us. And I said, Daddy, why are you doing me like this? He said, boy, I'm trying to keep you out of jail. See, I couldn't see it then. I couldn't see it. Mama would beat us, whoop us, whoop us, whoop. And she said, I'm keeping you out of jail. I said, I ain't in jail. She said, the way I'm whooping, you won't go. And the way I'm preaching, you won't be going there. Is this good preaching? Oh, are these your children here? They ever been in jail? Oh, he said, no. Is that God? Honor your daddy here and your mother. They trying to keep you out of jail. And if you listen to daddy and them, they can keep you out of hell with this kind of preaching. And y'all ought to love Brother Sam. Somebody ought to tap me. This kind of preaching. I'm helping somebody out. See, because hell is hot. And I think Mark says, where the worms die not. The fire's never quenched. Don't you want to go to heaven? Let's go to heaven. See? And when we sing this song, sing like you want to go. Right? Live like you want to go. Get out during this week and invite somebody to come out to the meeting. Tell them to look. You ever thought about going? Let's go to heaven. You got to show them how to go. You bring them out here, I'll show these folks how to go to heaven. Is that good? If you're here, would you come? As together we stand and sing.